No matter where you are on this Thursday, August 11th, 2022, it is Texas Standard Time. I'm Alana Rocha with the Institute for Nonprofit News, in for David Brown. The triple-digit heat that continues to be the norm for much of the state means Texans are strapped with costly, often burdensome energy bills. The city of San Antonio is looking to provide some financial relief on that front. According to the Express News, the city manager is expected to propose giving households a credit of about $30 on average on their October bills. State officials are focused on making sure the power grid can meet the demand. That as its operator tries to hire a new leader. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is wielding unprecedented power in that selection process, according to a Texas Tribune report. The Tribune's Mitchell Furman writes that according to several sources in the state's power industry, Abbott's office seems to have a stranglehold on the search for the Electric Reliability Council of Texas's new CEO, as well as other operations with ERCOT not seen in the group's 50 years of existence. Mitchell has been reporting on this for the Texas Tribune, where he covers energy and the economy. Mitchell, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, let's talk about this CEO search. ERCOT has a CEO who came on board after the massive failures in the grid during a winter storm in February of 21. But this person was not supposed to stay on as long as he has, right?
Right. Yeah, he told pretty much everyone involved in the process said he was hoping to get the grid through that following summer last year and stay on for some number of months. But the process has, you know, took a while. And part of the holdup here is the governor's involvement in the CEO search. And he really has final say, according to people familiar with the process who I talked to for the story. And the governor has the ability to green light or reject candidates brought to him, and we've already seen, according to people who are familiar with it, that the governor has rejected at least one candidate.
Do we know why he rejected that one candidate? And you do name names in your report.
Right. Yeah. This one candidate, Steve Berberick, he's a Texan who was vice president of TXU Energy, the company up in Irving, and he later went on to become the CEO of California's power grid operator, essentially California's equivalent of ERCOT. And he appeared to have strong support from people in the power industry and ERCOT's new board of directors. But the governor rejected him, and one senior person in the power industry familiar with these discussions with Berberick told me that the only explanation that they got was because Berberick came from California most recently. And you know, this source said that California has had its share of problems, but you can't argue with his qualifications.
Interesting. Yeah, the back and forth between California and Texas continues. What are some other examples of how the governor's office is being over-involved in the operations of ERCOT compared to past governors?
Right. The best example we have of that is ERCOT's public statements. The governor's office has gotten involved in public messaging over the last year. That was never really a thing before the winter storm. Now, to be sure, the governor's office and the Public Utility Commission were given heads ups when ERCOT was going to, release information publicly or issue any public statements. But typically, that's all it was. It was a heads up, and, you know, maybe the Public Utility Commission, which oversees ERCOT, had some would have feedback, but the governor's office was almost never involved, according to people who are familiar with how this process works. And, you know, since the winter storm, we've seen kind of unprecedented levels of intervention by the governor in the way ERCOT communicates with the public. One former senior ERCOT employee told me that the governor is not just reviewing and editing ERCOT's public statements, he's telling ERCOT whether or not they can release grid information at all. And the source said that means information is potentially not getting where it needs to go, and that means Texans are not hearing what they need to hear.
Looking at the calendar, just a few months away from the election, could this be an effort, safe to assume it's an effort, for Abbott to try and save political face?
That's what people speculate. That there is that the governor. It is no secret that the governor does not like to talk about the grid publicly. He almost never does publicly. This summer, he's almost entirely avoided talking about the grid publicly, even as Texans have been asked to conserve electricity at home multiple times And while Texans have faced skyrocketing home energy bills. So, and he's been taking consistent criticism from his Democratic opponent in his reelection race, Beto O'Rourke, who has, really tied the governor to the tried to tie the governor to the 2021 grid failure.
How has ERCOT responded to your report?
ERCOT, they replied, but they kind of used the same reply repeatedly about how ERCOT does not speak for what, if any, involvement the governor has had in their communications.
We've been speaking with Mitchell Furman. He covers energy and the economy for the Texas Tribune. Mitchell, thanks again for being here.
Thank you.